Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the government shutdown is on track to be the longest in history. Republicans and Democrats remain at odds over reopening the government. Meanwhile, Americans disapprove of how President Trump, as well as the Democrats and Republicans, are handling the shutdown. CBS congressional correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns has an update on where lawmakers are with a shutdown right now.
It is hard to believe that tomorrow will set the record for the longest shutdown in history because lawmakers are certainly not acting like it at this point. The Senate is not expected to come back here to Washington until later this afternoon at 3 p.m. We don't know if they're going to have a vote yet on another vote on this continuing resolution to fund the government, although John Thune kind of teed it up last week.
So we are now in day 34 of the government shutdown. That is just one day short of the record-setting government closure during President Trump's first term.
OpenAI is tapping Amazon's massive cloud operations to handle the ChatGPT's creators' increasing workloads. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks explains.
In the latest eye-opening AI infrastructure deal, OpenAI says it will purchase $38 billion worth of data center capacity from Amazon using NVIDIA's processors. OpenAI at first will use existing Amazon data centers, with Amazon eventually building out that capacity for OpenAI, which has been on a spending spree of late, having announced agreements with NVIDIA, Oracle, Broadcom, and Google totaling a combined $1.4 trillion. San Francisco-based OpenAI had an exclusive cloud agreement with Microsoft until earlier this year.
Amazon stock continuing to rally higher on the news of the deal. NVIDIA stock also up pretty significant today. The partnership is a big win for Amazon here in this whole AI cloud race, allowing it to better compete with the likes of Microsoft and Google for AI workloads. We talked last week about how if something goes wrong with Amazon, the internet goes wrong, right? Just how it controls like everything in the cloud. Well, now it's trying to really get into this space with a massive landmark deal here of $38 billion.
Number three, Sesame Street has another new home. The popular kids show is being relocated to Netflix.
The new season of Sesame Street debuts next week. And while the theme song will be the same, the format might be a little different thanks to a new partner, Netflix. The main story at the top of the show will be 11 minutes long instead of 9, better to connect with kids, the creators say. The show could also break the fourth wall and talk straight to children with characters telling their feelings or asking for advice. Because Netflix has such a global audience, the new season will be streamed in 30 different languages. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
30 different languages. How about that? Big Bird sounds different when he's talking in Spanish.
It's where I learned Spanish.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of like the early days. Yeah, I learned to count to 10 in Spanish watching Sesame Street.
Well, that's cool. That's a great memory.
Definitely.
I was looking at Hollywood Reporter had the trailer up for it, and the animals, the puppets, they're going to the races, it says. I always forget, which one is the red one? Is that Grover?
Elmo
is red. Or
is that
Elmo?
Grover is kind of a bluish purple.
That's right. I think it was Elmo. Elmo who starts it, and then all of a sudden they're speeding off in a race car. It looks kind of fun. Hollywood Reporter has an article up, and it says, the streaming giant revealed the trailer for its first Sesame Street season, the 56th season overall of the iconic preschool series. And then it said, where is it? Oh, I liked this. It said, Netflix will release Sesame Street episodes 4 at a time over 3 separate premiere periods. Think Stranger Things season 5, just with much furrier monsters.
I was always scared a little bit by the count. I thought he was just a little too creepy when I was young.
Yeah.
Now that I'm getting older, I can relate to Oscar the Grouch. And Snuffleupagus, now in my old age, makes me think mind-expanding drugs were used to create Sesame Street.
Oh,
how do you come up with that?
That's fun. Bert and Ernie. What about Bert and Ernie?
Are they related?
I feel like everybody's been talking about Bert and Ernie
over the
years.
I don't know. A lot of time in the tub together, that's for sure. 1:15 here on WTMJ.